Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, more and more South Africans are checking their credit scores and are fighting back against fraud. And that's good news. But here's my question. Is this a financial awakening? This financial awakening, is it widespread or is it superficial? And how can we build on it? I want to give you a perspective now from Fakhi Adams, who is head of credit risk solutions at TransUnion Africa. It's the big information technology company. Fakhi, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. So what are the key shifts then that you've seen in South Africans' credit behavior in the first quarter of this year?
Yeah, so our latest Consumer Pulse survey shows that there's a greater awareness of your credit and your credit report and managing your credit better. What we've observed is that more and more consumers are actively checking their credit reports. And this is obviously a good thing. Once people start checking their credit reports regularly, they have greater awareness of the existing situation, as well as exposure to any type of potential fraud. And catching this quite early does help them further down the line. So it's definitely a move in the right direction. And it's something that we're obviously trying to promote more and more. As you know, TransUnion is very deliberate in our intention to solve for financial inclusion. And by developing the tools and products required to solve for financial inclusion and bring more people into the formal credit economy, it wouldn't be responsible of us to do that without also giving them the tools to manage this credit responsibly.
What do you think is driving this heightened awareness?
Well, I think, as you're aware, fraud is a big thing. The fraudsters work as hard, if not harder than we do, to try and get access to people's money. So that more and more people are becoming aware of the threat of fraud, the more people are looking for ways to manage fraud and be ahead of the fraudsters. So that's one of the major components. Another factor as well is people taking control of their financial future. We find that at least one in three people are now checking the reports monthly with the intent of improving their credit score, which, as you know, is the key to a fit financial future.
So one in three or a third of people checking their credit reports monthly, I guess that's a good sign, but still far too little.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work to be done. I mean, one in three is a good number, and this number is increasing. But the more financial awareness we can create, the better economy will grow, right? By showing people that there are tools in place to help them manage their finances better, it sets them up for a fit financial future.
Do you think that people actually understand what affects their credit score?
And that's part of the financial literacy and financial awareness that we're trying to drive. So there's multiple factors that influence your financial standing and your credit score. And we're trying to ensure that more consumers are aware of what they need to consider and how to manage their finances better so that they are able to have a good credit future. So things like ensuring you're paying all of your accounts on time, ensuring that you don't overutilize the credit that you do have at your disposal, and also ensuring that you don't make too many credit applications in a short period of time. These are just a few things that consumers need to be wary of, and things that when you're reading your credit report, things that you need to look out for and manage correctly.
So make the link then. How should people use the credit reports to protect themselves better from scams? Connect the dots for me.
So once you start looking at your credit report more often, you should look out for things like loans or credit that you're not aware of. If you hadn't applied for a loan and there's a loan showing on your report, that's a red flag automatically. Another thing you should look out for is applications that are being made against your name. So whenever you do an application for any form of credit product, the lender needs to ping the bureau to have a view of what your credit worthiness looks like. So if you're seeing multiple inquiries against your name by multiple lenders, that again is a red flag if you haven't originated those inquiries against your name.
Do you think that more transparency in credit pricing would help curb abuse?
I definitely think so. I mean, lots of people are in the market for credit, and sometimes you're in a desperate situation where you're taking out the credit regardless of the cost. But it's the responsibility of the lender to be completely transparent with the applicants so they understand what they're getting themselves into, especially with the current state of the economy and the uncertainty in terms of interest, VAT, and all these other fees. You need to be transparent to the applicant so that they know what they're getting themselves into, because if situations change further down the line, both in your personal perspective as well as in the market, you need to ensure that you're still able to pay your obligations and your commitments that you've made.
And that's part of the problem in many ways, that the banks or the lenders are not doing enough to educate and empower their borrowers. There is a sense that people will know this stuff anyway.
100%. And that's why credit education and financial literacy is critical. And to my previous point, giving the consumers the tools to get access to the credit is only one part of it. Ensuring that they know what to look out for when they commit themselves to the credit is a completely different story. And it's almost a bigger component than giving them the access, is educating them around how to manage and what to look out for.
But apart from just being poorly informed in many respects, the other big issue, of course, is that South Africans are just simply too overborrowed, aren't they?
South Africans are extremely overborrowed, but I think they've learned quite a bit. And we do see there's a lot of cautious optimism in the market. So people are becoming more financially aware, and we see that coming through. I mean, one in three people checking their credit reports means that we are more financially savvy. So we will hopefully see this improving over time as more people start managing themselves and getting a hold on their financial situation.
So just a final one then, Fathi, are there practical steps in your opinion that every consumer should be taking from the get-go to build a better credit record?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the first step towards that is regularly checking your credit report, even if it just means every month going in there, assigning 10 to 15 minutes just to go through your credit report to ensure that everything on there is what you are aware of and everything that you have initiated yourselves. And also ensuring that you are paying your obligations on time, making sure you're paying those installments, as well as not overutilizing the credit that you do have access to. These steps will ensure that you set yourself up for a fit financial future.
And the consequences are very negative if you don't do that.
100%. Like I said, financial inclusion is a big theme for TransUnion. By not paying your debt, right, and giving people access to credit and not educating them about the importance of paying it, they might find themselves in a situation further down the line where these early defaults now restrict them from getting finances in the future.
And that's something that people do not want to come back and bite them. Fathi Adams, thank you very much indeed. Some very useful advice there, head of Credit Risk Solutions, TransUnion Africa. I appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.